The Salt Lake City Council voted Tuesday night to set aside $65,000 to maintain the greens at what used to be Wing Point Golf Course. The money is expected to buy Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Piskupski's administration time to look at reopening the course. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Wing Point closed last fall after months of analysis by city staffers found the city's golf fund to be unsustainable. But Mayor Piskupski, who took office in January, thinks there may be a way to reopen the beloved course. She asked the council to carve out $65,000 from this year's budget to maintain the greens over the next 6 months, while her administration studies the issue. Councilwoman Lisa Ramsey Adams voted for the amendment Tuesday night.
I'm not particularly thrilled with this, but I think that every day that we aren't taking care of what we own out there, it's getting worse.
Patrick Leary, the mayor's chief of staff, told KUER in an earlier interview the administration is looking at Wing Point as an economic engine for the airport rather than part of the city's golf fund.
Whether or not Wing Point can be reopened depends on a lot of different factors. But before we draw any conclusions, we want to make sure that we've done our homework.
Derek Kitchen, Aaron Mendenhall, and Stan Pinfold voted against the amendment. Kitchen said it's fiscally irresponsible.
I can't see how this is a good financial decision at the moment for the council or the city of Salt Lake to spend this kind of money out of context.
Mayor Piskupski wants to spend another $60,000 in next year's budget to ensure maintenance continues on Wing Point. The council must approve that before finalizing the budget by June 22nd. Whitney Evans, KUER News.